USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and Vice President Harris are facing increased pressure to visit the Mexican border. Former President Trump says he's been invited to go down there.
The Border Patrol wants me to go. I don't think there's a rush for me to go. He's supposed to go and make the decision. A very, very bad decision was stay in Mexico where he ended that.
He spoke on Fox. 19 Republican senators went to the border, and they patrolled on foot and also went to visit the facility in Donna where they keep migrant children. Senator Ted Cruz was on the delegation that went to the center in Donna, Texas.
This needs to stop. It is a crisis. It is a tragedy. And it is a man-made crisis. This was avoidable. This was preventable.
He says roughly 10% of the people being held at the facility are testing positive for the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
A desperate rescue effort is still underway in the Suez Canal in Egypt. More massive tugboats are heading there to help a cargo ship that ran aground and has been stuck blocking the canal for days. Shipping expert David Beard.
What will happen is that some goods might take an alternative measure, so longer sailings or go by air. That will be inflationary, and companies will pass that along. But what is pointed out is how fragile our hand-to-mouth global supply chain is.
Overnight, severe weather once again hitting the U.S. in the already storm-battered Deep South. Many states that tackled twisters earlier in the week are once again under tornado watches. This Alabama homeowner lost her roof in the storm.
By the grace of God that I was traveling, I most likely would have been sitting there because, like I said, I'm not good with listening to the warnings, but I will listen to everyone from here on out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Spain is now rolling out new shutdown measures, and France is struggling to keep its outbreak under control. Beginning Wednesday in Spain, all travelers over 6 years old arriving from France will have to show a negative PCR test, which is the gold standard of COVID-19 tests and is taken in the previous 72 hours. On CNN, infectious disease and global health expert at the University of Oxford, Peter Drobak, spoke about the third wave of COVID-19 across the world.
Sometimes feels like Groundhog Day. You know, just a few weeks ago when we heard that a lot of states in the U.S. were starting to roll back restrictions and mask mandates, you know, we warned that if we pulled back before the rates of vaccination had increased sufficiently, we risked another surge. And just over the last week, of course, we saw first a plateauing at a very high level of transmission, and now we've seen a 7% increase over the last week. And the U.S. curve is really just a couple of weeks behind Europe, which is now, reimposing lockdowns and facing a really terrifying surge. So it feels like we are making the same mistakes over and over again. There's reasons for optimism with vaccines, but it's not a reason to let our guard down.
You can listen to current news updated hourly or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago. Listen to all the news all the time at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.